I absolutely love the story of the rich man and Lazarus. I think it's a fantastic story. But before I get carried away and get a tear into it, in the interests of balance and acknowledging that other points of view exist, I googled the meaning of the story of the rich man and Lazarus, and from Christianity.com came the following explanation. This parable is a jab at religious leaders and hope for those oppressed. The meaning of the rich man and Lazarus is a warning to those who aren't paying attention to the needs of others. That attitude has no place in the kingdom of heaven. I don't agree, but nonetheless, we'll have a balanced view here. I think the story of the rich man and Lazarus is fabulous. It's like one of Roald Dahl's Tales of the Unexpected, or like one of the horror stories of Edgar Allan Poe. It starts with a bad situation and it gets progressively worse and to the end. In my youth, my father had a friend who was a self-styled rich man, or he self-identified as a rich man. Now, the expression self-identified didn't exist in this man's lifetime, but he considered himself to be. He was a rich man, and he knew it, and he was a pompous man with a high self-importance. And he said about the story of Lazarus and the rich man, or the rich man and Lazarus, "No, no, no, it can't be like that. Do you think that I have responsibility for every bum who washes up at my gate? I absolutely do not. Somebody should have gone out there and told this Lazarus fella early on in his life the facts of life. In this world, if you expect to eat, you must work. There are no two ways about it. Somebody who was idle, incompetent, and lazy. And he's my responsibility? I don't think so. Never." This man then went on and he said, "I have a lot of responsibilities. And when my time comes, I will have to answer to God for them." And he said, "I am responsible for my wife and my children and my extended family, even my in-laws. But as a businessman, it is my job to run my business as well as I can so that at the end of the week, I pay the people who work in my factories so that they can go home and look after their responsibilities. I have a lot of responsibilities. That beggar is not one of them." I hope it worked out for you, man, when you met, when you had your date with destiny. On the other hand, then look at poor Lazarus. I mean, clearly, things had gone wrong for him. But I find myself asking the question: where are his parents? Like, did he not have parents? Did he not have brothers? Did he not have family? Did he not have members of the congregation in his local synagogue? He must have had a job, or he must have gone to school at some stage. Where are all of these? Like, why has he all of a sudden dumped responsibility for all the failures in his life on the back of this poor, rich man? But think about it for a minute. If you're in the position of Lazarus, you have had a really miserable life. You have suffered enough so that nobody is going to feel that you have to be tormented anymore. You have followed the good book. You have obeyed all the rules. You have done everything you should. And now, all of a sudden, you wash up in heaven. Now, we'll gloss over finding yourself in the bosom of Abraham. That sounds a bit weird to me, but I have no idea what that means. So we leave the bosom of Abraham out of the discussion from here on in. But here you are in heaven, and we have pushed Abraham to the side slightly. And you've made it. Here you are, Lazarus in heaven. Fantastic. You are in paradise. Glorious event. And you open the curtains the first day to look out your big window into the world outside. And what do you see? The wall. Trump is clearly ruling in heaven as well as on earth. The border is shut. you can't cross and they can't cross to you. And then you look over the wall and what do you see? The fellas are torturing some poor fella that you didn't particularly like, but you don't feel too hard about him. Is this your idea of paradise? Do you want to sit there watching people being tortured forever and ever? I think for most of us, it would be much easier to be tortured ourselves than to watch this going on. Could you imagine it? Day after day after day. The world is just nuts. Then it gets to the really hard bit, the really poignant bit, because the rich man, he's concerned about his brothers. He wants Abraham to do something for his brothers. Now, this to me suggests that the rich man is not the kind of self-serving thug who should end up in paradise. He has brothers. He cares about his brothers. And also, he has clearly listened to Moses and clearly listened to the prophets. He has been following the rules. I mean, the only thing they have against him is that he stepped over the beggar. But, I mean, God love us all, like if we were all to be blamed for one act of inattention or not paying attention, clearly we'd be in a whole lot of trouble. Now, what are we supposed to do with a story like this? Well, the early church writer Tertullian, who seems to have been a rather bad-tempered individual, was delighted with this story. He said, this is great. He had a whole list of the people he was going to enjoy watching being tortured. There were a whole lot of heretics. There were a whole lot of people who didn't do what they were told. I mean, it comes back to this, really, doing what you're told. If you don't do what you're told, despite the fact that obedience has a bad reputation in 20th and 21st century politics, we really should not do what we're told all the time. We have to be careful. This is a difficult one, really. What do we do? There are two aspects of this story that I find really troubling. I think that we should dump any idea that suffering gives us a premium seat in paradise, because this is a torturer's charter. If you believe that suffering here in this world gets you out of suffering in the next, that is not a useful way of living. You should not torture yourself or torture the people around you. This is just not the way to go on. And similarly, the rich man, we should not feel that being caring, competent, and successful is a ticket to hell. That's a bad attitude too. We need to park that one and move away from it as far as we can. My final thoughts on the issue are that we should regard the parable of the rich man and Lazarus as a story that has something to say to us in the modern world. We know that life is hard, that there are bear traps and snares waiting for us all over the place, that there are times when we are inattentive, when we don't pay attention. But there are also times when we do the right thing, when we do step up to the mark, when we do follow the rules. So, as you go forward in life, when the universe, angels, or God gifts you either India or Lazarus, accept the challenge, take it up, and make the most of it. Amen.